Beis HaLevi continues in Maamar Bitachon Ois Chof. He mentioned, like we saw last week, tremendous yisoid. He said that the reason why we have less nisim is manenu nisim gluyim. We have al nisach shevachol yimimanu. We certainly have nisim. The reason why we don't have nisim to the daga that the earlier there is had nisim is because it would detract from our bechira. To see a nes nigla would be a clear demonstration of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then that would detract from our bechira. We wouldn't be able to have a bechira the same way that had we not seen the nes. But that's what the Maral says by Kofalim Harkigigis. Says the Kofalim Harkigigis wasn't a physical that he picked up the har and he put it on top of them. Kofalim Harkigigis is that he was poiseach kol rekim lechazal say, and Klal Yisrael saw clearly that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and clearly that there teres min hashamayim, and clearly that this is what you need to do to be able to keep the world going. And Mamela, they were forced. In other words, it took away the bechira to the extent that they saw it so clearly. That's what they say when you get to Malachim. Malachim also have bechira. Ramesha says this in Darash Moshe Kundimani. Says, but others say, right, how do they say Mashkitim Anachnu Samokim? Malachim don't have bechira. How could it be that they made? Answers: the reason why they don't bechira is not by asking they don't bechira. It's just because they're so close to Ribbono Shel Olam, so they see things so clearly. Mamela, there is no makom for bechira. The further they get away to Ribbono Shel Olam, they get down to this world. Then in Echnami, there's also things aren't as clear, and there's a makom for bechira even by malachim. But he says that's really the, since there has to be this balance, so we should be able to have bechira. He says also the same way with our mezainis. It doesn't come to us without any. We need to be mashkia, and we have to realize it doesn't just come by itself. But the avoida is to realize that the hishtadlis that we do is not what brings the parnasa. And that's what he continues, and he says in a maamar muzgar and chof. He says val yachshav akir ki ein tzarach l'malacha. Don't think that you don't need any hishtadlis whatsoever. Just be with Echad Hakadosh Baruch Hu. No, rak other abba rotzen atera kedoisha, asher kol odim yehnenim yegiya kapoy. He says, like the Chavis Lvava says, that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that every person should have some sort of hishtadlus, some sort of avoido that he should be able to make a parnasa. However, kamar mebracha is gadol nenim yegiya kapoy. Chazal say, chen matinu bemedrash kishabo Avram leret Yisrael lematzah yisam charishim, amar halavai yechelki meret azayis. Avram Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael and he saw people working land. He says, halavai that I should have a chelik in this land that people are being oivid. V'Yitzchak si v'Yizra Yitzchak. Yitzchak says also that Yitzchak was mashkia. He was oivid the adama he planted. So we see that even the ovois were shaykh to the avoido. He says, so what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu yes want? Rak ha'kavona ki yovan ha'odom asher ha'malacha ba'atzma inu moyo. Rak al yedei birkas Hashem. The avoida is that a person should do his nishtadlus and realize that lamaisa the parnasa doesn't come from the nishtadlus at all. You have to do the nishtadlus. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do the nishtadlus. However, you have to realize that the parnasa doesn't come from the nishtadlus. Now, Sosna Vele Pirish, I actually just saw a very nice story. This past week I saw a story of a woman that was looking for parnasa. Bekitzer, she sent her resume to every single possible person. She was very competent. She was a good worker. Just nothing worked out. She'd get a job, and after 2 months, she'd have to leave for whatever reason. Gets her time and time again. Finally, she sent her resume. She kept on sending it out. She sent it to every possible person. At one point, the husband says, "Enough ishtadlis. We did everything that we could do. We sent it out to every person. That's it. From now on, no more ishtadlis. We're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our ishtadlis from now on." Gets her. That's it. They stop sending out their faxes and they start davening. A day or two later, the woman is in a store or something, and a girl asks her, "Can I borrow your cell phone?" So she says, "Yeah, sure, no problem." She borrows the cell phone, she calls her father, and no one answers, and she gives back the phone. Gets her a few minutes later, like what usually happens if you lend your cell phone to anybody. The father calls back and says, "You were looking for me?" So her first reaction, what she's been busy with for the last 3 months, is sending her email and her resume to every single solitary person that she could possibly. She says, "Listen here, I don't know exactly who you are that you called, but it could be. I'm looking for this and this job, and do you know anybody that's..." So he says, "Actually, I'm not looking for somebody in that field. However, I have a friend who is looking. Call him up and tell him that Chaim Yankel recommended you." The kitzer, she calls this guy, and she says, "Chaim Yankel recommended me for this job." He says, okay, Mr. Gamor, answer a few questions, hired her on the spot. No resume, no nothing. She did her stazna, she sent out a resume to I don't know how many people, 20 people, 30 people. Elamaisa, her parnasa came from somewhere else. Did she not need to do their stazna? She had to do their stazna. Was it too much stazna? At one point they realized it is too much stazna. But they did their stazna, but Elamaisa, the Yeshua came from somewhere else. It's just clear in that story. Now Elamaisa, with all the resumes, with all everything, Elamaisa, it all worked out with totally the Rebbe Shlomo sent it from the back door without any resume or anything else. And the shaila is, if that's the case, that Lamaisa, the parnasa comes without the shtadlis, not because of the shtadlis. You need the shtadlis, but it doesn't come because of the shtadlis. So why do we need the shtadlis? That he doesn't mention. That he doesn't say why it is. He says it's clear that the Torah wants it, but he doesn't say why. The truth is that later on in the Ma'ariv B'Tochen, he discusses the shtadlis and B'Tochen, Mirat Hashem will get to that, and Islam and Aleph. He says, he says something fascinating in Beis Halevi al HaTorah. He says, I'm going to quote it, they quote on the bottom over here. He says, Tzarech kol adam lechadesh le'malacha ve'esek kidei she'enekel lo'y liftoyach b'ashem. He says, that which a person has to work, a person should work, so it should be easier for him to be b'teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishem lo'y kol adam yochal agin lam adjik zah b'toch HaNagomer. Not everybody could be b'teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, legamri HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to send me parnasa. Va'al kin hutur lo'y yishtadez kidei she'lo'y siyua she'agin lim adjik zah b'teach. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mattered him to do yishtadez. So you feel like you're doing something, it's easier for you to be b'teach if you also have a yad in it. We find sometimes that the Torah allows you to do something that lechatchil you shouldn't be doing, but it's a stepping stone to get to a higher madrega. What right do you have? To be able to Kaddish Baruch Shalom Shmo. The reason why you're coming to davening is because somebody's going to give you $5 if you come to davening. The reason why you're learning is because somebody's going to pay you. You're going to get covered, whatever it is. That's what you're doing. But what rech do you have? Why do you have such a right? The answer is because Mitoch Shalom Shmo Baal Shmo. Kaddish Baruch Hu allows you to do something which is not 100%, so you should be able to get to the dargo. But it's a stepping stone. So it's over here. That's why a person should be Mitoch and Kaddish Baruch Hu Gantin. But you can't. You need to feel like you're doing something. Etwas. You have to feel you're doing something. Mamela Kaddish Baruch Hu allowed you to do a little bit of Ishtadis. From here, it sort of sounds like that in Echanami, the highest madrega is just to be b'teach and Kodesh Baruch Hu without any shtadlis. But Lamaita, what he writes in Ma'ariv B'Tochen is, no, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do a shtadlis. Why does he want you to do a shtadlis? So L'chavis Lava says there's two reasons. The first reason that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that a person should be mashkia is because Habatol mevi l'dei shiyumam, like Chazal says, a person that doesn't work, then Lamaita, he ends up doing things that he shouldn't be doing. That's why always on the weekends when people are off, as my Rebbe in 9th grade used to say, that go to any jail Motzei Shabbos, you have the most people in the police department the Motzei Shabbos, because that's it. They got shikr, they got whatever it was, and they started a fight. But who knows what happened? In other words, when you're not busy, you're not working. Then in economy, a person is abatol midi day shimoyim midi day avero. Mamela, it's not a good thing. That's one thing. The second reason that he says is that Beth Mitzvah, the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a person work is as a Nisayin to see, are you going to be Oyver Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are you going to get your Panasa in the Richtige Oyfen, in the way that you're supposed to, without cutting any corners, without cheating, without lying, with being Mekayim all the Mitzvahs, or no? And it's a great way to test a person. Melech Chavis Lagavav continues and he says, somebody that already passes the test, can Zanit, he's not going to have to do really too much Rishtadlis. That's really a tremendous hakdama to the next ois over here. He says, "Umizeh in Chof Aleph, umizeh yuvan tois ha'anoshim ha'oiskim yishtadlus she'inu hilach al derech ha'terim beninu gezel v'ino v'shari dvorim asurim." He says, now we understand what a mistake people are making when they start cheating in their work. They start not reporting things, they start lying, they start cutting corners, doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, making money in ways they're not supposed to be making. This is what he mentioned all the way at the beginning, that a person sometimes his ishtalis causes his downfall. Why? So the person gets an egg and he thinks that it's a chicken egg, and he has a chicken sit on it and he warms it up in the incubator and whatever it is, or he gets a chicken and sure enough it hatches, and he's sure that he's going to have a chicken which is going to provide him with more eggs or whatever it is. And what comes out of the egg? He says the snake comes out of the egg. It wasn't a chicken egg b'chlal. The snake goes ahead and bites him. He says his ishtadlis causes downfall. He says so too over here. If a person would be makir, im tishalu loy, amar yisakelcha. If you can ask the guy, why are you cheating? Why are you lying to be able to make your parnasa? He'll admit that he's doing something that lechatchila he shouldn't do. It's not 100% glatt. What can I do? Let's get it done. You have to make a parnasa. Sometimes you have to do things you shouldn't be doing. The meister, what are you supposed to do? You got to make a parnasa. He says, "Be'etzim, this is a wrong answer." This is exactly fakert. It's because you're cheating, that's why you don't have parnasa from the Ribbono Shel Olam in the way that you're supposed to have it. Had you not done these things that you're not supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give you parnasa straight from his hand without having to do things that you shouldn't do. In other words, it's really coming off what he said before, and that the ishtadlis is not what brings the parnasa. A person has to do ishtadlis, but it's not what brings the parnasa. So you're going to use the ishtadlis of, you're going to cheat with your ishtadlis? Your ishtadlis is sa'vi-sa, is not what's bringing the parnasa. It's exeris akasa that you have to do A, and then the parnasa comes from B. So you want to do A in an oifin, you think that if I do A, if I cheat with my A, with my ishtadlis, I'll make more money. The A is not what brings the money, bichlal. Your hashtalis is not what's going to bring the money. So it doesn't help you to cheat. So fakert, it's detracting from your parnasa, not giving your parnasa. If you do what you have to do, then Rebbeinu Shlomo would send you a parnasa without much of hashtalis, without having to do anything that you shouldn't be doing. The very fact you're cheating, you're now cultivating this egg. You're sitting on the egg, which might go ahead and bite you. It's going to detract from the parnasa. Befrat, lefi lechavis levavis. According to the Chavis Levavis, one of the whole reasons why the Rebbeinu Shlom, one of the two reasons why the Rebbeinu Shlom made a person be mashkia and parnasa, be mashkia, have some sort of job, they should be able to make a parnasa, is to test the yid to see whether or not he's going to be Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're giving him a person takes that nisayin, and he, with his hands, he goes ahead and he fails the nisayin. He goes ahead and he does something that he shouldn't be doing. The whole purpose of the Shlomis is not to bring in the parnasa. The whole purpose of the Shlomis is the nisayin. And you're failing miserably by going ahead and cheating. The status is, are you going to be Eivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in with all the mitzvahs, with all the not be Eivet any Surim, to be able to get a parnasa? And he continues, and he goes together with the next one. So we're going to start over here. Stop over here. But that's the Yisoid, says the Beis HaLevi, that should a person, don't think that you don't need a malacha. You do need a malacha. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants godol an enemy yegiya kapov. That's clear from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. However, not to think that it's the ishtadlis which brings it. And if a person realizes it's not the ishtadlis, then he'll do everything in his power to make sure that the ishtadlis is kosher v'yosher 100% glatt.